You know what they call that?
Mm-mm.
Well, and then the weeds, you know, and grass and stuff grows up in it. What do they call all that stuff that grows up in it?
I don't know.
What, you know, just all the kind of grass that grows up where you don't want it.
I would just call that weeds.
And would you, if you wanted to get those out, would you say you were hoeing the cotton or you were chopping the cotton?
I've never really used either term. I've heard them, but I've never used them.
And
now most of that stuff's chemically done, though, you know, so I can't associate those words with it.
Well, you have heard of hoeing and chopping cotton?
Uh-huh.
Do you know the difference in them, or is there a difference?
I don't know if there is, and I don't know.
Well, a minute ago you said a field. I'm talking about something. You said to keep the cows in the field or something. Do you know some stuff you could grow in a field? Tell me what.
A field to me can be anything that's, you know, where you're growing anything. Carrots, cotton, potatoes. Now, I wouldn't call like a citrus field, I'd call that an orchard.
Oh, all right. So that,
okay. That's not a field as far as I'm concerned.
So that's just an orchard?
Yeah.
So, like carrots or cotton or potatoes, you say, you grow in a field.
In a field.
How big is that? Is that like a pasture?
It's big. To me, in something little like behind someone's house would be a garden, you know, but to me a field is something fairly big. I don't know how many acres it would be, but at least an acre, I guess.
Would that be fenced in?
No.
Would an orchard be fenced in?
No.
And, well, have you ever heard of a patch?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
A patch.
You said a garden and a field. What's
I would associate a patch more with like a garden. It's a small area where something's grown.
Is that fenced in?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Well, do you know the things that you would grow? Was there a difference in things you grow in a field and a patch and a garden? Or is it the same stuff and different? Is it the things you grow that make a difference? Or is it the size of the area?
More like the size of the area. But in a garden, you grow a various number of things. And a patch, it could be a single thing grown, but a field would be all one thing.
And what kind of fences do they have around here, like around yards and around gardens and fields and, or whatever?
Oh, different fences. Around large areas like where cattle and kept stuff would be barbed wire fences. A lot of them are.
Is there any kind of people have around houses?
Not too many.
Have you ever seen a wooden fence with
a picket fence?
What would that be like?
That's like boards that are up and down. I don't know.
Are they pointy at the top?
Yeah.
Do they have to be?
No, they don't have to be.
Would that be nailed? Like to a board?
Right, nailed to boards going lengthwise. Uh-huh.
And then you'd have a big, what, to hold them?
Fence post.
Or, and two of them would be two, one post or two?
Two posts.
And you said they had a barbed wire fences around here. Are there any other kind of wire fences they have?
Yeah, there's another kind of wire fence, but I'm not sure what it's called. It's a little square wire. That's used a lot more than barbed wire now. Because the barbed wire, I know, it can injure the cattle and stuff. I think it may be called, hog wire or something like that. I'm not sure.
And, so you call that hog wire. Well, what about, have you ever seen a wooden fence that's woven?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you'd call it.
Would that be a picket fence?
No.
Well, on a picket fence, there are all those, you know, those little things. What do you call each one of those? It would be one,